Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello and welcome back to the show. Simon here. So this episode is looking at two areas that are closely related, even if they don't immediately appear to be so, and they are vulnerability and shame. My guest is Dr. Pippa Grange, who was rightfully credited with helping to transform the culture and the outlook of the England football team. Pippa was really able to allow the England environment to become a less fearful place, which then undoubtedly contributed to the success they enjoyed on the pitch by emphasizing and modeling vulnerability. Now, vulnerability is our willingness to show up authentically, so without trying to hide those parts of ourselves that we don't necessarily like. So our wounds, our traumas, and our flaws, which we've all picked up along the way because we all go through adversity and pain in life. Pippa then talks about the propensity we all have to feel shame. So that deep sense of inadequacy and that fear of not being enough. And Pippa suggests that inner feeling of shame often gets projected outwards onto other people. And that's something, she says, that's really embedded in the cultural psyche, but has perhaps become more prominent in recent years, for example, through certain pockets of social media. Pippa argues that when people do project their own shame outwards and criticize, belittle, or judge other people, it is in fact coming from their own fear of inadequacy. Here is Dr. Pippa Grange. You know, a lot of what you talk about is emotion, fear, connection, vulnerability. And what came through is your own vulnerability as well. I mean, how much of the importance you put on things like vulnerability, connection, has been shaped by your own personal journey and emotional hurts that you've faced and overcome? Because clearly you've personally been through a hell of a lot.
I think it's inevitable to a degree. You know, I had this conversation with a coach a while ago asking whether I thought that it was necessary for a person to have faced adversity to be truly resilient in life and in sport. And adversity itself isn't enough to create resilience or to, you know, shape a worldview. You have to make sense of that adversity. You have to sort of do the work and the reflection and make meaning of what happened. You know, staying with just the hurt isn't a viable option for progress. And, you know, just toughening up and bottling the adversity and the pain isn't a viable option either. So I would say that I've done the work I continue to do the work. It's not a done deal. I have as many flaws as the next person and as much to work out as the next person. But I'm very invested in being as honest as I can be about what I feel and where I am. And vulnerable, you can't do that without vulnerability and without this idea of intimacy, of being, can I show you the real me? Can I be here and in a conversation with you and accept my flaws without having to airbrush them? And, you know, and how much richer and deeper our conversations as human beings and our experiences as human beings become when we can just come as all of us. So I think that, yes, my personal journey has absolutely shaped that, and my own working out and meaning making. But, you know, it's something I also see as a repeat pattern again and again in athletes and performers and people all through life that I work with and I have the privilege of working with. This is just such a common thing. So we all have pain. We all have difficulty in our past and things that hurt. How have we made sense of that in who we want to be?
Pain can clearly be a powerful and important driver to growth and to enable people often to look back and be grateful for what they've been through, even if it's been absolutely awful at times. And, you know, you talk about vulnerability and I think what the name of your book, so How to Win at Life Without Losing Yourself, and that losing yourself, I guess, is hiding parts of ourselves that perhaps we are rejecting in ourselves and imagining others to reject. And that's something that's clearly very pervasive throughout sport, throughout society, in organizations, you know, in politics, in families and in our own psyches, isn't it?
Definitely. And I think that, you know, there's a big piece here. Vulnerability is one part of it and shame is another part of it, which is sort of, you know, it's something that we all experience and we all have in varying degrees. And it's easily triggered in us, but it's culturally reinforced and perpetuated quite often. And in those cultures where we feel like if we are exposed or if we are seen to be dumb or not good enough or failed in some way, there will be just a veil of shame that falls and it will be intolerable because it will mean that we're rejected. That's where we really go underground, or we either close down so much of our emotional self, our emotional and spiritual self, and just become more mechanical or robotic so that we can cope, you know, kind of like a caricature of our natural selves, or we step out of the game entirely. And again, what a loss in either of those cases, because, you know, we are what we are and we're naturally striving to be the best we can be. But those external shaming labels are very, very unhelpful for a fulfilling life.
Yeah, you talk about shame, and is your sense that the act of shaming is becoming more prominent, perhaps heightened by things like social media and stuff like that? I mean, it seems to be at the root of what some people are dubbing the cultural war that's going on in various arenas at the moment.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think back to the English school systems, or not the system, I shouldn't say the system, but it's English school cultures and the sort of, you know, growing up in the north of England, the normality of school bus and classroom and playground shaming and abuse and bullying, and how prevalent that has been in the psyche for, you know, a long time. And think about it at that level. I think it's been there for quite some time, but the scaling up of it through social media has probably, you know, brought it into the mainstream in ways that, you know, we certainly didn't have 20 years ago. And there's a maybe a protective factor for the person who wants to shame or bully when they're looking through a screen and not into, you know, not looking somebody in the face, that there's, you know, we get things like cancel culture where people are able to, people just decide to rub somebody out completely, and then they're not valid, they're not worth anything. And that's obviously, that erodes the soul in tremendous ways. And it's a real shame we can't find a better version of ourselves.
And the person doing the counselling, I think, it hurts the person who's being affected, but also the person who's perpetrating it, which I guess is true of all kind of acts of violence.
Yeah. When we become the critic or the judge, it's coming from the same source of fear. It's a fear of inadequacy. It's a fear of personal inadequacy that's at the source of that. So, you know, when somebody feels the need to prove themselves as better than, and that they can only be better than when somebody else is worse than, or they're only a winner if somebody else is a loser, the root of that is fear. And it can look very powerful and it can look very accomplished too. It quite often looks very accomplished. But the truth of the matter is that that's a fear of inadequacy, of not measuring up and of being cast out on the basis of that. So it's taking taking and using power in a way to protect from feeling fear.
Thank you for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Life Lessons podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, please do so via my website, simonmundy.com, or at Simon Mundy on social media.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.